With the check of your sports on this Wednesday morning, I'm Travis Krenz. Mitchell Colonel girls basketball, they've now won 6 in a row, 3 in a row on the road. They went again last night at Sioux Falls Jefferson, 46-40. Colonels gave up just 14 points in the first half. Sawyer Stabner had 17 points, 12 rebounds for Mitchell. Also a Caitlin Christensen, she added 8 points and 9 rebounds. Mitchell Colonels were 1-6 to start the season. Now they're 7-6. They will host Roosevelt Thursday night at 7 o'clock at the Corn Palace. The only place you can hear the game is on KORN News Radio. Sioux Falls Roosevelt this season, only 1-11. Mitchell boys, they saw their 6-game winning streak end last night at home. They lose to Sioux Falls Jefferson, 54-45. Colonels offense scored just 45 points, shooting 31% for the game, making just 16% of their shots in the first half. Steele Morgan had a team-high 14 points last night. Colonels, they will be on the road Friday night. They will take on number one Roosevelt at 7 o'clock. We'll have that game on KORN. Roosevelt, they have won 23 games in a row, dating back to last season. At the Corn Palace tonight, Dakota Wesleyan men and women, they will host Jamestown for a GPAC doubleheader. Women's game starts at 6, followed by the men at 7:45. High school basketball from across the state last night. Plenty of overtime games in girls basketball. Plant Geddes, they defeat Chamberlain 41-40 in overtime. Carly Vanderwerf with the game-winning shot. She had 14 for Plant Geddes. Parkston, they defeat McCook Central Montrose 48-45 in overtime. Also a Gayville Volun over Trip Delmont Armor in two overtimes, 56-50. And Howard, they lose to Irene Wakanda in overtime, 61-55. Elsewhere in girls basketball, the big upset last night was Hanson defeating number one Wagner, 44-40. It's the first loss of the season for number one Wagner. In boys basketball last night, our Q1073 game of the week saw Parkston defeat McCook Central Montrose, 60-54. Cole Prunty had a game-high 23 points and 5 three-pointers. Also, Hanson defeated Wagner, 52-50. Noah Price with 17 points and 9 rebounds for the Beavers. Number 5, Plant Geddes, they defeat Chamberlain 46-44. And Ethan, they defeat Sanborn Central Woonsocket 57-45. And Mount Vernon Plankington, they get a 3-point win over Gregory 63-60. NFL news from yesterday, Tom Brady officially announced his retirement. 7 Super Bowls, nearly 85,000 passing yards, most touchdowns ever. The 44-year-old Brady goes out as one of the top quarterbacks of all time after 22 NFL seasons. And the Minnesota Vikings, they have one more head coaching candidate to interview. It's coming up today. They'll talk with Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh. He spent the last 7 seasons with Michigan, also spent 4 seasons with the San Francisco 49ers, getting them to a Super Bowl. We will see if Jim Harbaugh will be the next Vikings coach. His interview later on today. For more sports, check out our websites at KORNradio.com. I'm Travis Krenz.